You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Peace, power, and light. Season 1. Who are you? Do you know? Episode 1. We all talk to ourselves. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Light Talk Conversations. On today's episode, we will be talking about how we all talk to ourselves in the many different layers and levels that we speak to ourselves. Today we have Kevin on the line. Hey, what's up, Kevin? How you doing today?
Hello, everybody. I'm doing great. How about yourself? I'm happy to be here on the show today. A new experience for me. I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone. This would definitely be one of those things.
Glad you guys could tune in to sit with us as we conversate about life and the journey of discovering self and the power of self and just being self and accepting.
Right.
Like, you seem like you have been awakened to that in the last, 7 months or something? Like you were saying last night, like the meditation and stuff.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. It was my lawyer that actually said something about it. I was already doing like mindfulness practices. Just in normal life, without even knowing that they were mindfulness practices, you know?
Right.
And then he had mentioned, you know, tried taking the mindfulness class. Started finding all this stuff about mindfulness and kind of meditation.
So you started just looking for the stuff yourself, like just on the inside.
Yeah.
Like you didn't know what you were looking for, but you knew what you were looking for when you found it. Huh? Type thing.
Exactly. And as I started kind of diving into all these different podcasts and these books on mindfulness and meditation, I started realizing that a lot of these these principles and practices that they're telling you about, I actually use these in everyday life. And I'm not really entirely sure when I started using all this kind of stuff, but just kind of over time, you know, I started noticing things that other people do that at the time would bother me. And I was like, you know, I wonder if I do any of that kind of stuff. If that bothers me, a lot of times people see me.
So you started self-reflecting yourself.
And other people, right? Yeah, exactly. So they start to project the things they do themselves on other people. So I kind of was cognizant of that. So I started looking at myself and my manners all throughout the day and different interactions. And I started finding things about myself that I didn't like. So that's when I started, that's when my mindfulness journey really, really began about knowing what it was. It was just something that I wanted to improve on so that I was being better all the time, you know, just constantly trying to be better.
Right.
Not better than other people, but just a better individual for myself because it made me feel better inside. And I was trying to do good.
And which I can validate for you, for knowing you for so long, that you've always, you know, had that energy and been off, you know, that kind of mindfulness.
Yeah.
And things unworthy as well as I was at the time, because I was taking that journey. It went down.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
A whole rabbit hole the same kind of way, you know, for our listeners, you know, how he was talking about on the inside of him, he knew what he was looking for but didn't know where to find it. Like, I stumbled upon him the same way, where it was just like, bro, there's something more. I just know there's something more to this life. There's something more to all this stuff I'm looking at. I know it's somewhere here, but there's nobody here to tell me where to look and where to go. And everybody I try to talk to this think I'm crazy. And then I found the information. And then it let me know. It was like confirmation, right? Like, bro, I know it wasn't tripping. I know this was real. I knew it. Now, how do I use it?
Right. You know, there's a lot of people that throughout their life, they're probably looking for the same thing, but they might not know that they're looking for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might look different to them.
I refer to it as a spiritual journey, but many refer to it as, you know, discovering self. Many different names and titles people have for it. And whatever title you have for it, don't worry. It's all the same. It's all connected and we all relate. And we do not bash or look down upon anybody else's way of looking at that. But anyway, Kevin.
Yes.
This is great, man. This is great. We talked about doing a podcast years ago. And, you know, life happened. Now we're here, actually, you know, being able to do this. So that just goes to another, you know, like, proof in the pudding, just sticking to it, you know, and believing and going with the energy.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for years, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, this is great because, like, our episode today, we all talk to ourselves, and that goes down to the self-talk, too, that we both probably had during the time of trying to get this podcast together and to be able to do this, you know, like, both living our lives and dealing with our lives and the stresses and the things in our lives and personal journeys. I know for me, I definitely had, you know, some negative self-talk there about, no, nobody wants to hear what I have to say, you know? Like, do I really want to put out a podcast? Is it really going to work? You know? What about you, my man?
But you know, that right there is what I'm sure everybody can relate to. Because everybody, you know, they talk to themselves, right? Just like the subject of our episode today. And, you know, it's really the word I'm thinking of. It's a journey.
Journey, right.
But as we sit here right now, you know, it's a personal journey that me and myself have always been uncomfortable sharing with other people. You know, I don't know if it's because I haven't had a whole lot of conviction or if I just wasn't sure.
Right.
You know, I'm exploring a lot more, and you know, it's been almost relieving to be able to speak to other people about it, you know, because some people have religion, you know, some people have a hobby, you know, some people have whatever, you know, they believe in, they have opinions. Who knows? Whatever their spiritual journey is, you know, people have something. You know, whether they know it or not, you know,
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
They're focused towards something that could be meant for that spiritual aspect in their life. So,
right.
I've always kept an open mind.
Dive deeper into that right there. Like, the whole keeping an open mind, right? Which I feel like you must keep throughout this whole life is an open mind, open heart, you know, and an open creative aspect to things, you know? And so, like, I always like to say, you have to be a student to life, right?
Yeah.
So, with that, me, I look at it as, like, pessimistic and optimistic, right? Is a good way to look at it, right? And if you're pessimistic, I guess you're closed off. You're not being open-minded, open heart, right? Getting bitter, right? Which goes down to, I guess, the first question. These things that we tell ourselves, right, that hinder us from really reaching our full potential and power of self, which is, like, what are some of these things that we tell ourselves? Like, so let's say, like, what are three phrases you repeat internally to yourself? Like, and for our audience, like, what are three phrases? Think of three phrases that you repeat internally. It doesn't matter if they're positive or negative. Just think of three phrases that you repeat internally. But let's really focus on the negative ones, right? Kevin?
Yeah, the negative ones.
I'm dropping pens over here, guys.
I would have to say the number one negative one that I've always told myself is probably good enough, you know? I mean, it not only is that, it's a fear, right? So I repeat it in my mind, you know? Like, I'm afraid that I'm not good enough.
Right.
For anything that I try to do,
right.
So I tell myself that, you know, right. maybe that's so that when I don't complete something, you know, I, you know, just confirm to myself that I'm not, you know. So
you said not good enough.
It's definitely
like, and where do you think that stems from? Like a past, like past traumas, past pain, or present.
More than likely past traumas, I would imagine. You know, things like trying out for the varsity basketball and not being it, and maybe getting made fun of because I tried out and wasn't good. So it could be.
Hi guys, I just knocked over the mic, but keep going.
A series of failures that I think we tend to focus more on the failures rather than the successes. You know, you could have one serious failure out of 10 tries. You were successful 9 out of 10. You tend to focus on that one failure.
And I relate to this. I relate to this, right? I relate to that, like the whole not good enough and like thinking like, you know, like you said, 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, what I've realized, like looking at it like that, because I was looking at it like that too, and then what I've come to realize, you know, in the recent years is like, what? Maybe if I switch my mindset and the way I think about these failures, as air quotes, you know, air quotes, like, what if I stop looking at them as failures and start looking at them as learning lessons, learning curves, stumbles, right? Which has helped me. Has helped me stop telling myself not good enough, right? Or when that pops up in my head, at least to be able to kick it out of my brain. No, that's not real. You know,
like this. Think of a rocket. Think of a missile. Now that missile has a guidance system, right? Anytime that missile is off course a little bit, there's something inside of it that tells it to correct. Right, and it's constantly correcting over and over and over. Right, it takes these, which is called failures, each one is a negative input that is telling itself to stay on course. Right, but it doesn't focus on those negative ones. It focuses on the right one. Right, so even our brains are sort of like that as well. Right, so whenever these are experiences like. You might go through a house, right, as a kid, and you just touch an issue.
Bodies like that, really, right?
Yeah, whole body, exactly. But the mind, the drivers, right, are
we think the mind.
What would be our machine? You know, our mind is a machine. I don't know, right?
And body,
when you come across something.
Hold up, let's touch on
that. When you come across something, you just talk.
Let's touch on that, because the brain, you're right, but I think of it overall, like, it's, you can't just look at the brain as the machine. It's the whole body's the machine, and the brain's like the computer that runs the machine, right? And we all think our brain is in control, right? Which we are taught, right? We are taught when we're growing up, to kids, whatever, the brain leads this, right? And it does in a way, in the physical realm, but really, our brain is down below our first brain, right? I love your analogy of the missile guidance, right? This system, right? You're like, when it gets off course, there's something to correct it, right? And if we're looking at, if we're relating that to the human body, right? So how you're saying with the brain, I like your analogy there, but I feel like it's the whole body. And I think it's the guiding system that knocks us back on course, right? It's not just our brain, but it's our intuition. Knocks our brain back on course, which gets our brain thinking correctly, right? And then aligning our subconscious and everything, right? But yeah, go on.
So you're going, you know, you're going to house, you're just, you know, touch everything, you're curious, you know, everything's new to you, and then you come across something that burns
right.
You. So you remember that. You know, that's going to be programmed into your mind, you know? So the things that can harm you, and it's imprinting on your brain pretty hard. Right? So if we can imprint on our brain just a part of that, the good experiences.
It goes down to that. We got to program our brains. We have to reprogram our brains, which means what? Like what we're talking about here. You know, peace, power, and light, right? The power is about the power of ourselves, right? Which means we've got to take back the power of ourselves, right? For ourselves, to ourselves.
Exactly.
I mean, you're absolutely right, man. And it's time for us. That's what we're going to do here with our podcast and speaking out to people. We're here not to save you guys, not to wake you up, because we can't do that. But we're here to show you that you can also do it too. You can find your own power. And we're here to let you guys know that there's always a way if you never give up on yourself. And you know why I say that? Because it's time for me to tell my story. I'm no longer silent. For now, though, let's take a minute to breathe. Peace, love, light in. All the bullshit out. Again. Peace, power, love in. Negativity out. I am who I am. Peace, love, and light.
Always gotta take a moment to return to breath. You guys, don't ever forget to take time out of your day to sit with yourself, your thoughts, your feelings. Reflect. But don't hold on to anything. Just feel it and let it go. And remember, you are what you eat. You are what you put in your body. So be mindful, be thoughtful of how you speak, what you eat, what you tell yourself, what you accept, and what you will not accept. Kevin.
What you got for us, man? Is he still there?
What do I got?
Oh yeah, facts. I do too. That's lovely. You see what I mean, guys? Hey, when you really do this, it works. Yes, and it's not a game. It becomes easier. Like Kevin said earlier, it becomes easier. It becomes habit. You got any great dreams or jewels for our audience?
Don't give up. Keep telling yourself, I got this. Just challenge. Face it head on and tell yourself that you got this. You can do it.
Yes.
It works. It gets you easier.
That's a good segue into Keep. And we got a challenge coming soon. So we got our 30-day peace, power, and light affirmation 30-day series challenge coming for you soon. Keep an eye out for that. It's in the works. It's all about healing. So unburden the trauma. Embrace the pain.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Go beyond the veil.
Welcome to the light talk. Welcome to the light talk. Conversations.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.